Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
Big Al and D-Mac's Friday Fire Up is presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
James, the Coach Thumper bass player, Kirk, and all the Broncos fans, as we welcome in the Saint, the Aqib Talib.
No, he's not playing either. What's
Alex the Rams in town with Wade Phillips?
Yes, good news, Broncos fans. It's been sunny and warm in Los Angeles all week long.
Nice.
As a matter of fact, it's 80 degrees right now in Los Angeles.
According to our special teams coordinator, we had a blizzard on Wednesday.
He doesn't know what a blizzard looks like.
No, he doesn't.
But with that being said, man, I'm excited. I'm encouraged. There is a way to beat this team. There is a formula. You have to play with tempo. You have to play with the kind of energy that it takes to win the game. And to do that, you have to wear down that defense. And you can do that when you run the football with Philip Lindsay and Rolls-Royce Kramer. Booker, you get an A-plus for last weekend. Get in now.
Shotgun snap, handoff to Devontae Booker over the left guard, quick 340. On the numbers, the 30. Being chased to the far sideline. The 20's got the first down. Good run by Booker.
Second and five. Lindsay going out as a receiver. And here he is. Lindsay down the sideline. Gets inside the 10 and scores. There's a rookie, Philip Lindsay, coming right back for the Broncos.
Looks into the nickel, gets the snap, and pitches out to the near side. It goes to Freeman, runs laterally on the 20, gets outside the numbers, the 15, breaks a tackle at the 10, hits to the near sideline, the 5, he runs to the pylon. Did he get in? Yes, he did! Bulldozing his way down the near sideline, and a touchdown run of 15 and a beauty it was. Royce Freeman.
You know what's beautiful about playing against the Rams
that
defense over there is that you have a lot of history with their defensive coordinator.
Mm.
You know exactly how he called games around here for the Denver Broncos. You've seen him call games over there with the Rams for a year and 5 games.
He's no mystery.
You know who Wade Phillips is. And with that, D-Mac, it's got to be something that you take advantage of.
What?
You understand and know who he is.
I love it.
That also is to your advantage.
Jeremy, you're on the fire up. What you got, Jeremy?
This is Jeremy Hubbard again.
Jeremy Hubbard. You're on the worst phone ever. Try again, Jeremy Hubbard. Will Fox 31 pay for Jeremy Hubbard to get a phone? Is that why he didn't get on the train? Let's go to Morris. My man Morris. What you got, Morris?
Mile High City! Hey, I'm excited! I'm not afraid of this game! All week long, I've heard everybody just admiring Wade Phillips. Oh, Wade Phillips! He's so great! He's such a people guy! Oh, they got a key to me! I don't care about any of those guys!
Nice!
This week, Wade Phillips, I can't stand your fat behind!
Wow!
I'm gonna kick your face in! I'm gonna kick the Rams' face in! Well, we gotta be final. We gotta go take this game from them. No respect. We respect them, but we're gonna punch them in their jaw. Go,
Broncos! No need to body shame, though. Thank you, Morris. Who got it for real? I'm Cobra. Let's go to Nikki. Hi, Nikki. What do you have for us?
Hey, guys. Hey, D-Mac. Hey, Alfred.
Hey.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Okay, it's been hard the past few games, but I know we can do it this Sunday, even though it's going to be cold and snowing. But we're going to be dancing up and down when we set those touchdowns
to
win the game.
Yes! Yay! I'm going to go double bass pedal here, Alfred. Some triplets. See that? Yeah. Let's do it all there. Let's do a trip.
Just had surgery.
I don't care. I can tough up for this. Alfred, you know, it's not just the Broncos who are on fire here. We're being creative on the fire up. You understand that, right?
We got a lot to be fired up about.
Yeah. Right. Like, how about your avalanche, right? Let's go.
Tapiri, there's a one-timer. Score! It slams through Carter Hutton. It might have been deflected by Tyson Jones. But the Avs get a power play goal, and they take an early 1-0 lead. Ball got in front. Shot. Score! Carl Soderberg! Wait, forces the turnover. Straight pass shot. Score! Nathan MacKinnon! Banged up high. Sit ahead. McKinnon's got a breakaway. Into the Buffalo zone. Down the slot. Shoots and scores! Nathan MacKinnon! We were just talking about it. He's got 5 goals in 4 games to begin the season, and the Avs are pouring it on late. They take a 6-1 lead.
The great Mark Mosier. I love it. Thank you, Mark. See, Al, there's upbeat things happening in this town all the time, right?
Yeah. One of them is my beloved CU Buffalo.
Oh, what about your Buffaloes?
Man, they are getting it in tomorrow night against USC. And if you can't get fired up for that, something's wrong with you, baby. Something's wrong.
Hand off. McMillan bounces it outside. First down. Finds a seam. McMillan. Montez, second and goal. Zips it. It is. Carl, touchdown. Winfrey holds it in. The third passing touchdown of the first half for Steven Montez.
Tony Brown in motion. Laviska Shenault. Touchdown, Colorado. His second rushing touchdown today.
Yeah, that was against my Sun Devils. But it's okay. I'm back to being a poser buff, Alfred. No! Fight!
D-Mac, man, it feels good, man. My man, Steven Montez, is getting it in, man. Chanel, man, come on, man. You're showing out, son. You're showing out.
All right, let's
Don't get your Heisman bid on, baby.
Let's go back to the phones. David. David, you're on the fire
up. Baby.
What you got, David?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
What's up, baby?
I just want to say you guys have a great show, Alfred, and you, D-Mac. They need 22 of you, man. Like the guy you
That'd be nice.
22 Janos.
22 D-Macs.
22 D-Macs.
There you go. I love it, David. Thank you. All right, we get fired up about ourselves, I suppose.
You know, it feels good to play football here in Denver.
We're winning.
It always feels good to play football in Denver, Colorado, man. You guys come out, you show up every week. I don't care what the weather is.
No.
It could be a blizzard and minus 10.
Fuck.
That stadium's going to be packed.
Fuck.
Everybody knows what's going down when the Broncos are in town.
Yeah.
We run this city.
Yeah.
This is our team.
Yeah.
This is our city.
Yeah.
We represent every day, all day, every day. And you know what? It hasn't been pretty. Can't be pretty.
Oh.
All we need is for my main man, Case Keenum, to give me the win. Give me the dub. Give me the win. Give me the dub. Give me the win. Give me the dub. Give me the win.
Keenum out of the pocket. Pulls the trigger. Back to the end zone. It's Sutton. Touchdown, Broncos. Case Keenum with a strike.
Lindsay now in motion. Keenum going to keep it. Go for the end zone. He gets there.
Keenum. Dials up the deep ball, and it's caught for a touchdown. Demaryius Thomas.
Second down and 5 on the 43 of Seattle. Play fake. Keenum, he's got time. Does he have a man? He's got him. And it's Emmanuel Sanders. Going to the sideline. Stays in bounds. Sanders with a tumble and a touchdown.
Last year, Case Keenum went off. 3,547 yards. He had 22 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. This year, it hasn't matched the same year of last. And now it's his turn. It's his real turn. It's his chance to be the C on his chest. The captain. The captain wins the game. The captain wins on third down. The captain wins in the red zone. The captain wins for the Denver Broncos. The captain wins for us. We need the captain to show up. All we want is wins around here. I just need the dub. Give me the dub.
Give me the dub.
Give me the dub.
Give me the dub.
Give me the dub.
Give me the dub. Eagle. What you got, pal?
Hey, let's go Broncos. Can't wait for this win coming up. We're going to get back to some old school smash mouth. We're going to load it up. We're going to put a tight end in a fullback. We're going to run it straight down this road.
Nice. I love it, Virgil. Thank you, pal. We move along to Lee. Lee, you're on the fire up. Give it to us, Lee.
Man, I'm fired up to be listening to the best toast on 104.3 The Fan.
Yeah.
And I'm fired up that the Broncos are going to get back on track this Sunday. Yeah. And we're going to beat the Rams.
Yeah.
Von Miller's going to get at least 2.5 sacks.
Sure.
Let's go, baby!
Yeah!
Feel like I need a headband on. Where are my tights?
Please pull this game.
Let's go to Tony. Tony, you're on the drive on the fire. What you got, Tony?
Out of space case. It's time for Von Miller to eat. It's really good.
Oh, my Lord. I love the enthusiasm. The flip phone's got to go. D, you're on the fire up. Hi, D. What's happening?
What's going on, fellas? 2 years ago, Stan Kroenke took my St. Louis Rams away from me. And 2 years have been great for Los Angeles,
so
and yet they don't care.
I'm so sorry.
They don't care. So this year.
Yeah. By the way,
this Sunday,
you're St. Louis. Where exactly does your mail come to?
St. Louis, I'm here on business.
Oh, really? You're just visiting.
You still
just
hate
visiting,
the Rams.
And I will be there
wow.
on Sunday.
Okay.
Denver will care about the game. St. Louis will care about the game. And Los Angeles will be caring about the Lakers game.
All right. All right, D. Thank you, D. Enjoy your trip back to St. Louis.
My man.
I guess.
Game it is what
town.
It is. You know, we've got who we've got. We've got four corners healthy, and we got to go play a game. You know, no one's going to feel sorry for us.
No,
man,
no,
don't
no,
you know
no,
how
no,
that
no,
stadium
no.
feels? Fellas, you know how that stadium feels on game day? Oh, my goodness, man. Come on, man.
We have not. We have not.
Have you given up, Vance?
We have not.
That's what I'm talking about, right? Do you guys think the season's over?
We have not.
No. No, Alvin, come on. Can it all turn around? Do you guys know in Peyton Manning's first year, the Broncos started 3-3? Huh? I'm giving you good news there.
Baby.
Not.
Nice.
Victory Monday is coming back. Victory Monday is coming back. We need you, Case Keenum. You've done it before. We need you to do it again, man. It's all on you.
And D-Max Friday Fire Up, presented by the Colorado Professional Firefighters. It's your daily exclamation mark with Mark Schlereth, brought to you by Shomp BMW.
Keys to a Broncos victory. And let's start with a thing that needs to be fixed the most. And most of you would probably say, well, it's the defense. They got shattered last week. Not against the LA Rams. It is the offense that needs to be fixed. The tone setter for your offense is your fullback, Andy Janovich. He changes the tenor of your football team. He has some nastiness. He is a guy that is going to shorten your neck. You need him on the football field as much as you can. Last week against the Jets, you were in 11 personnel, 3 wide receivers, 70% of the plays. The week before against Kansas City, you were in 11 personnel 68% of the plays. So the guy, to me, who sets the tone for you in your fullback is not on the football field. Here's the problem with playing spread and three wide the way you guys are currently constructed. Your offensive line can't hold up. They can't hold up in the running game. They can't hold up in pass pro. So in my mind, it is imperative that you condense the formation, you put a tight end on the end of the line of scrimmage, you line up a fullback, you line up Royce Freeman, and you run the ball and you play action them out of heavier personnel. You set a tone. You got to keep that offense of the Rams on the sideline. So we'll see what they do on Sunday when they get their kites on the grass.
Mark Schlereth and Mike Evans, Monday morning at 6 on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan. It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. This Here's Big Alan Demon.
This is how we do it.
Thank man, I just love that. Analysis of how this game could be played out. Good job. The willingness to insert the fullback into the game and have success with the fullback is going to lead to something good for us. Let that breathe, Big Sexy.
All right. The party's here on the west side. So I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shot cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts
and good on the Friday afternoon.
All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up.
Hey, you got something else like that? Give me something else like that, Big Sexy.
This is how we do it.
Kanye's on a little bit of a different trip these days. It's all right. It's a free world. Freedom of speech is a great thing. You know, we have talk about a great sports weekend. See you against USC.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
Got the Nuggets opening up, baby. The Nuggets are opening up tonight.
Their final preseason is tonight.
No. That's the last one.
That starts in less than an hour.
Yeah, it's at 6 o'clock.
CSU's hosting New Mexico.
The Bulls, huh?
Yeah, the Bulls. I just said that. You get into it. Just sit back. Good job, guys. We have Air Force San Diego State tonight.
Where is that game?
That is in the home of the Chargers. That is in the, I think it's called the SSDSSU Stadium now. It's really catchy. They're playing San Diego State. That's on the CBS Sports Network, which is one of those channels that are like, do I have this station?
If you have the sports package.
Yeah, it's one of these, you know, you're flipped. I got to go on
it. On channel like 622.
Apparently I have 17 different music channels that play Spanish stuff, but do I have CBS Sports? I don't. Wyoming is at Fresno State. The Avs host the Flames.
How are the Cowboys doing?
Wyoming?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not following them?
Not really.
I have no idea.
I was last year.
We all were, because we thought we could get Josh Allen, which we could have, as it turned out.
Well,
we could
have to know.
We could have,
you know,
got Josh
the real
Allen.
Deal.
He was actually.
He's got two wins, by the way.
He was the real deal.
Or they're 2-4, 0-2 in the conference.
Struggling without Josh Allen.
Last two.
Isn't it amazing when
they struggled with Josh Allen?
Not really.
Yeah, they did.
They had like the most successful seasons they've had in years and years and years. Actually,
not really.
And then when a lot of his great players left, teammates left after his senior year, he had a tough time. But they still, you know, are over 500.
His junior year? Sophomore year.
I don't know. What is he? He graduated in his time he there. He got early. His degree. Yeah. Right. Avs host the Flames tomorrow night. Hockey night in Canada. So they're going to drop the puck at midnight for that one.
And that's a real one.
Yep. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on this weekend. We wish everybody good luck in Friday Night Lights. The high school season is shaping up.
Yes, yes.
I got to throw some props to my Smoky Hill Buffaloes, who are 8-0.
Whoa. Coach Thunell over there getting
Coach
it in.
Thunell, my goodness.
Way to go,
goodness. Man. Way to go. 8-0. And I'm telling you, the new Philip Lindsay here is a kid named Obi Sani. Remember the name. I won't go on about it. But
first name Obi?
Obi. Well, it's he's...
Or is that the last name?
No, it's his first name. He's got like, you know, he's got a few different first names. Just Obi is the easiest way to say it.
Okay.
Obi Sani, new Philip Lindsay. It's something like that, yes. We just call him Obi, and he's fine with it, by the way. But they rolled last night, and we're going to have some big matchups this weekend, so... It's a little cheating going on at one of our local high schools.
Oh, my goodness. It hit the news. I couldn't believe it. I was watching the local news and saw that we got some issues and some couple, you know, AD and the principal got fired or laid off.
I mean, you got some facts that are right and wrong, but, you know, it's like that.
I know it. Yeah.
As being one of the big rivals for Smokey, it's like, go Raptors.
Yeah, that was...
How's Grandview doing, Big Sexy? How are your Wolves? I think you've lost one game. I believe that was to Eagle Crest, was it not? Oh, look at that.
I said that the same time you said it.
Look at that.
You may get that one back.
You never know. You may get that one back. So good luck to everybody tonight. Going to be a beautiful night for football. And then on Sunday, it is going to, well, we all own orange hunting gear, right? Right? Does everybody own orange hunting gear? Oh, we all do,
right?
Talking
about for cold weather?
Yeah, you got some orange hunting gear, right?
Of course I do.
Big Sexy, you got orange hunting gear?
More of a camouflage guy, but yeah.
And camo? Strawberry Man, you got some strawberry hunting gear for yourself? Yeah? Solid. I've got three sets, actually.
Three sets of
hunting gear? I've just had this weight fluctuation over the years. It's up and down and down. So, but you would think one size. Because that's what you wear. That's what we do here in Colorado. Like the Rams fans. Do you think the Rams fans own hunting gear?
It's box seats. Oh, I'm sorry. Club level.
I'm trying to imply that the men of the people here. We're with our hunting suits. We're out in the parking lot in the slush.
There you go.
We've got the fires that we've made slightly illegally.
There you go.
You know, we've got.
I like that.
Various forms of venison that we hunted ourselves that are out there on the grill because we waste nothing.
Waste not, want not.
We're meat eaters. I'm watching the show Meat Eaters, and it's a half-hour show on Netflix, and the dude spends a half hour in the woods, and he doesn't, he gets nothing. I'm like, why did I just watch a half-hour show where this dude just, like, got nothing?
And the name of the show was Meat Eaters?
Meat Eaters.
And he didn't eat any meat?
Not on that particular show. He was out there with Joe Rogan trying to, you know.
Really?
Use a bow. And at the end of the show, he goes, I'm going to bring my rifle next time.
So Joe Rogan was with him?
Joe Rogan was with him. I guess they went to Burger King afterwards.
In Oregon or Colorado?
Yeah, some, who knows? I don't know where they were.
Or California.
It could be anywhere. It could
or
be anywhere.
Washington.
You can not eat meat all over the place.
I pass on grass.
All right, let me take one last call before we go to break because this person's probably been on for a long time. Josh, hi, you're on the fan. What do you got, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
hang on. We'll be with you right after the break. This is The Drive on the Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage, special circumstance lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Here's Big Al and T-Mac.
Hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. That's for sure. Tonight, we have Air Force football, correct? Air Force going against San Diego State. Those foolish Aztecs. By the way, I was at San Diego State. What a campus. Oh, my God. Not that Air Force doesn't have a great campus. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's
run a little harder to get on the Air Force campus than it is San Diego State.
It's so much harder to get on the Air Force campus.
I mean, need a senator to vouch for you.
Yeah. No, you just need, I think, a skateboard and a red solo cup there at San Diego State. But... No, it's a beautiful campus there, San Diego State. And they play at the old, where the Chargers played there, whatever, Qualcomm, whatever. It's got some sort of corporate sponsor.
I played the Super Bowl in that stadium, and nobody else will. It looks like we won't get another Super Bowl in San Diego.
No, that's for sure.
That's gone. That'll go now to Los Angeles.
All right, let's go to my man, Josh. Josh, how are you?
What's going on?
Hey, thanks for holding. What do you got? What do you got for us, Josh?
Hey, how do we get Von Miller going again, man? Does he need to get stoned? I mean, what is going on?
Get a lead.
What a question.
Get a lead. Get a lead. Get a lead. And then you can see the full effect of Von Miller. You know, there was a, I didn't want to say nothing earlier in the week, but. Do you know who the number one defense is in the NFL as far as points scored?
No.
It's the Chicago Bears.
Ah, right.
I mean, they are creating turnovers. They're getting sacks. They have big people inside that are talented. They have, of course, an edge rusher who is playing out of his mind right now. And we need that kind of production from Bond. But many of those big plays happen when you get just, you know, the game just needs to be important in the fourth quarter. You know, if it's a close game at the end of the half of the fourth or the fourth quarter, Von's going to have a great day.
Sometimes I feel like he's getting worn out. He's trying to do too much.
No, I think that this new role that they have him in puts him in touch with the tackles. I talked about this earlier in the week. You know, Von has never had to stand over and deal with the tackle for an entirety of his career. He does it on obvious pass situations and you know, those other 20, 25 plays that it's not obvious pass, you can get some good rest if you're an outside linebacker. But being that he is now basically what they call a rush end, meaning he is rushing the passer more than he's dropping back. And more, a lot of people will say, well, that's what we need him to do. But really, he's not the most effective doing it that way. The most effective is to have these spurts where you are calling him in the action to rush, not every single play. You know, it's like, you know, we're going to run a 100-yard dash, but I just need you to run it as fast as you can, you know, 10 times rather than doing it 50 times. And that's, the Broncos are asking him to do it 50 times so it doesn't look as effective for us who've been watching him. No, just a little explanation.
Okay.
Josh sounds like a teenager's name, right?
I know. I was going to ask Josh when he was going to get a real name, but I let Big Sexy be the bad guy there.
Josh could be short for Joshua.
Could be.
Are there any other names besides Joshua that Josh could stand for?
Josh is a fine name. Josh is a fine name.
Well, that was taken because of McDaniels.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to, everybody out there that sadly still has the name Josh.
I don't want you to be ever.
Don't feel bad.
You can call this show. If your name is Josh.
Yes, we like people named Josh. But just don't like Josh McDaniels. Ever.
Is there another, besides Joshua, how about Joshy?
Joshy?
Joshington.
Joshington. Yes. There's so many Joshingtons out there.
Because I'm a Mozart when it comes to football.
Oh, let me play. Do we have McMahon talking about how it was a? When I'm watching McMahon today, our special teams
I am a
coach,
Mozart.
You are a Mozart. Darth Vader. He said that we played in a blizzard on Wednesday. And I think he was serious about it.
Oh, you're talking about the couple minutes of snow?
Yeah, I guess I don't have it. Oh, yeah, here it is. Here it is.
To me, it was. Snowflakes were taller than me coming down. I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't see over the top of these things.
Yeah, because he's short. Yeah, that was. I don't have good four. Have you got to just play?
Yeah, you're practicing it. You know, we got lucky on Wednesday and had the blizzard, so it was. I think the guys are ready for that, and we've got the same day Wednesday that I hope we get on Sunday, and we played through it pretty well.
Yeah, the Mike Kliss pointed out. He goes, "That wasn't a blizzard."
Yeah, a blizzard would have lasted another 5 hours.
The snow was instantly melting. It was like just a refreshing little nothing.
Where is Coach from?
Where is he from? Like, where has his road taken him that he thought? I was told that was the first time Cortland Sutton ever saw snow.
Huh?
I was told that was the first time on Wednesday Cortland Sutton had ever seen snow in person.
I didn't think about that.
Where is Cortland Sutton from?
He played in Dallas for SMU.
Okay, all right. I guess, right? You grew up in Texas and...
They have ice storms. We know that.
We know that.
Cortland was born in Brenham, Texas.
There you go.
That's what I was told. I don't know if that's true or not, but... Yeah, where was Coach McMahon before here?
I ain't scared of no snow.
I mean, Coach McMahon was... He's a Helena, Montana native.
He's joking. Okay. So
it did come down quick.
Mike Kliss then got caught up in the... We all lost the sarcasm there. So that's pretty funny, actually. Oh, my God! The coach called Wednesday a blizzard. Oh, my God!
By the way, man, Zach Bahan is a Hall of Famer.
Not yet.
Thank you, Drew.
Not yet. They could take it away from him still.
Once you're in, you're in.
I don't know if he's in yet.
I thought it was happening today. That's why I needed
to it happened
off.
During the day on a Friday?
I mean, he took a Friday off.
What do you suppose venue they celebrate the Hall of Fame at where he's from, like in Western New York?
Walmart.
We'll take a quick break. We'll set you up. We'll knock him down. You can still call us, even if your name is Josh. This is The Drive on the Fan.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's Big Al and D-Mac.
It's been a long, long day. Never to the good times in the I've got them all. Look outside. I have to celebrate you, baby. It is not going to look like this on Sunday.
But it's a Friday in Colorado. Fridays are always special for me.
You can just feel the vibe, right? You can feel those positive energy vibes vibing away. Mid-October in Denver, Colorado. Are you kidding me? This is what it looks like. Take your hands off the wheel and start clapping with us. The car will drive itself. Right?
Some will.
Some will. Oh, by the way, I got to tell you, I saw a robot.
Oh, did you see him jumping
with
and running? And
lateral movement? Yes. Oh,
I told you
my God.
Told you.
Dude.
Told you.
That was amazing. I thought of you. I was like, this has got to be made up. By the way, I got this tweet. Hold on, I got to read this to you. Together. D-Mac from Woodside WB. Don't mess with me. Cleaning it up.
Huh?
Cried like a baby. A Star Is Born date night worthy? Asking for a friend. Sure you are.
Huh?
Yeah, A Star Is Born is like, it's really good.
Are you saying it's date night worthy?
I'll come on the air and I'll admit it. I'm going to take my girlfriend to see that movie probably this weekend.
What are you talking about?
It'll be on Netflix in like a week. Nah, you got to see this in a movie theater.
You see Sicario in a movie theater. Not a date night movie.
Dude. Yeah, we made a date night out of Sicario as well, so don't worry about that.
Sicario, you can go with like your homeboy. You can go with your best friend to Sicario. Put a seat between y'all. Go watch that movie.
Yeah. It's not a good date movie, Sicario. It's a great...
I took my wife to see Sicario.
Okay. I'm telling you. It's outpacing like Venom, which it's hard to like beat the, those type of movies. I'm telling you, man, it is a ridiculously good movie. Bradley Cooper is amazing.
The singing movie.
Yeah. Lady Gaga is awesome.
I may go do that. I like Bradley, what's his name?
Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper. He's got that old weathered look, huh?
In this movie, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's a story that was originally written in the 30s. It's the fourth version of this story.
Can we get some originality in the movie making business?
Well, it's funny because every generation has the same spin on, it's, you know, like a remaking of a Shakespeare story. Yeah, it's like a remaking of Oz because prisons change.
Huh?
No, there's different. Forget it.
I'm talking about the Wizard of Oz.
No, it's the Wizard of Oz is the same story. Do you know what A Star Is Born is about?
A singer weathering the road.
No. Kind of.
Okay. Well, what is it about then?
It's about a seasoned artist, singer, finding a young woman and bringing her to the attention of the world while he's on his way out, she's on her way up. The first version was done with James Mason and Judy Garland. I mean, it goes back a ways. And then it was done with Kris Kristofferson and Barbra Streisand. And now it's Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. So, and what you have to imagine is Bradley Cooper is Neil Young. I was trying to figure out, like, who is this based off of? It's based off of Neil Young. It's not quite Bruce Springsteen. It's Neil Young. So,
a movie about Teddy Pendergrass.
Okay. Anyways, it's a good movie. That's all I can say. When are you going to see it, Big Sexy? When are you going?
We'll see it sometime this weekend.
I think it's a good movie for the dudes because,
Oh, my goodness. Why? Because you've been on the outs with your girl?
Who has not been on the outs with their girl?
I haven't.
You're divorced, dude. At some point, you're on the outs with your girl.
I'm not a puppet. I'm a real boy.
I'm not a puppet. I'm a real boy. I'm not trying to rub things in here.
No, you weren't, huh? Are you talking
Bailey's
about
lying. Never? There's no doubt about that.
Anyways, by the way, in kind of some fun news, I think fun news, Alfred and I, on our own, for our own reasons, we'll be down in Arizona. So we'll actually be in Arizona when the Broncos are down there. So we'll be covering next week's game from on the road a little bit. And we're crossing our fingers there may be a place for us to broadcast from on Thursday, the day of the game. That is definitely, definitely, definitely up in the air. It's not a done deal by a long stretch. But if we are broadcasting from somewhere down there, it'd be awesome to have as many Broncos fans as possible to join us. Other than that, we'll be just stuck in a little studio where nobody can find us. But we're looking forward to being down there and seeing that game. This is a weird time, Al, right? Because it's going to be high-intensity football over a very short period of time from Sunday to Thursday.
Right, and the ideas here are get the win this weekend. Get the win. Get the win this weekend. Now, if you can't get – I had my homeboy Matt Bell text me, the Broncos are going to win this game because it's a trap game.
Certainly, last week
was a trap game for us.
It's definitely the most.
If I ever seen a trap, if you've never even heard what a trap game was or didn't know what it could be, last weekend with the Jets was a trap game for us.
By far, this is easily the least important game for the Rams all year. Least important game. Non-conference road
but
game.
But it may be a little more important because of...
they're in first place by a mile. No, that hasn't mattered. That hasn't meant...
No, I'm just saying for Wade.
I'm telling you, the vibe on that is not what... Everybody was complimenting everybody. It would be different if somebody here was talking some sort of crap about Wade. Nobody is.
The players want to play good for their coordinator.
They like Wade. There's no bitterness. I'm talking about those guys.
That's like the Rams.
The only way this game would have been more hyped up is if Tlaib was playing, and he's not.
Yeah, he's not.
And it's just taking all the juice out of it.
Oh, I wanted that matchup.
So on a positive match, it's the least important game for the Rams. Now, let me ask you some scenarios, okay, over these next less than a week now. Broncos win Sunday and win Thursday. They are 4-3. What's the vibe?
The vibe is
ecstatic.
Yeah, the vibe is
ecstatic.
Playoffs.
Right, playoffs.
Hell yeah! They go
1-1 in these next two games.
Okay, we are, you know, we got to still see what we got.
We're stable, we're okay.
We got to see what we got.
They go 0-2, which means they would have lost 5 games in a row and they're 2-5.
We have huge problems.
People being fired?
I think there are just going to be some huge changes.
Okay. Don't want to quite say it, huh?
No, I don't think nobody's going to get fired.
Okay.
Over that.
Hey, we got the Air Force Falcons. They are coming up next. Beat San Diego State. Rub it in those Aztec faces. All they do is cake stands and have house parties there at San Diego State. You guys are the real deal at Air Force.
Man, we appreciate all of you guys out there. For my partner, D-Mac, for Big Sexy, for my main man in the back that hooked me up with the tea, the strawberry man, Kyle Berry. I'm Big Al. Go Broncos!